And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and I'm your host for today's program, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Ominous clouds are gathering, ladies and gentlemen. Ominous clouds. The world is not so good. And so, we must take a sober at what's happening, and we must so arrange our lives, and more importantly yet, we must be prepared for the stormy seas that are at hand. And the best way to prepare that I know of is to get a little closer to God. I know you've heard it before. You've seen it on television, and you've heard it in church, and you've read it in books, and you've heard people talk about it. But you really need for it to happen. Now, how are you going to do that? How are you going to get closer to God? Well, I've always said over the years, I've always said you can't study your way to God. You can't learn your way to God. So what can you do? We all know people who have spent a lot of time and got degrees in theology and everything. It doesn't get them any closer to God. It might get them farther away if it feeds pride. See, all these things, see, we humans are so constituted. See, let me give you a little aside here, a little lesson that will be of help to you, I'm sure. You see, we are born in sin. That's right, we're born in sin. Now, what does that mean? Now, some people hear the word sin, they don't like it. They don't like that word. But you need to understand what it means. What it means is that we are all of a lineage. We're of the lineage of Adam and Eve. Okay? Those were our parents long ago. And through your parents and your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents all the way back, we're of the same stock, we're the same type of people as they were. Now, what were they? Well, they were fallen. They fell. See, they had lived in paradise. And then Adam made a mistake. He fell away from God through pride. See, Adam was the first, he was tempted to be the first humanist. See, the first, he thought that he could solve his own problems and be a big man through knowledge and then be prideful in what he had done without God. See, he wanted to do it without God. And so he was tempted to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, so then he knew knowledge. Oh, yes, he knew knowledge, and he had word things to play with. You know how people use language so ever so cleverly to twist meanings and make things sound like they want them to sound, distort reality with words? Well, he was able to do that, but he lost paradise, and he got kicked out of paradise. Okay? And so he fell. And so what happened when he fell? Well, first of all, the world became a jungle hell. It wasn't paradise anymore. Secondly, he changed. His psyche changed. His genetics changed. His body changed. He had to eat. He had to begin to eat and to live. See? And he was destined to live a certain number of years and then die. Everything changed. See? I don't think it changed overnight. It took a while. For example, Adam lived a long time. He lived several hundred years, but we don't live that long anymore. We've fallen so low. We're lucky if we live 70 years. But anyway, we're of that lineage, that fallen lineage. So we have a fallen nature, the same kind of nature that Adam grew and developed, a prideful nature, a concupiscent nature, a naughty nature, a sensuous nature. That's what we have. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back.
We're talking today about how to get closer to God. I said that there are stormy seas ahead. I'm reading an interesting book now. It's called A Reluctant Exit, I believe is the name of it. It's about what happened to the inland China mission. You know, the missionaries to China, what happened to them when Mao Zedong took over? When the communists took over. I'm reading now where it's the year 1950 and things are getting worse and worse and worse. Persecution is coming to, would be coming to them. Imprisonment would be coming to them. Re-education meetings and interrogations and beatings and prison and confiscation of everything that they had. That's what was going to be taken away from them. Now, incidentally, the worldly order, see, there was a heavenly order. If Adam had stayed close to God, he would have been subject to God, and there would have been a heaven on earth, a heavenly order. But instead, an earthly order, see, behind which stood the serpent of old, see, through, and so a whole worldly order grew up. Governments and schools of learning, and so now the world is basically subject to the devil, if you want to know the truth about it. See, and the communist government, communism and socialism and humanism, and all these earthly kingdoms and doctrines, you know, that are set up basically to deny God, to remove, remove the Ten Commandments from the schoolhouse walls and break the crosses off war memorials and stamp out any vestige of talking about God. See? That's what's coming. So communism is simply the a type of the kingdom of knowledge that Adam fell into, see, worldly government, where we think we can do it on our own without God, see? Humanism, atheism, the idea of some kind of Darwinistic progress, the idea that we're getting better and better and we can do it all on our own, but so now you see why the world is such a mess. It's just an advanced version of the same principalities and powers that tempted Adam to defect from God, see, and to go over to the dark side, the side, the way of knowledge, see? Yeah, the way of knowledge. Those same principalities and powers are in charge now. They just have more They have more power, more technology. See, they're in charge of just about everything. And so, so now you see that that's why things are getting worse, and that's why, unfortunately, persecution is coming again. You know, it's happened. You know, whenever the communists take over, whenever the socialists take over, the haters of God. See, I read a book called Marx and God or something like that. It actually showed that Marx was actually not an atheist. See, did you know that? Did you know that Marx, Karl Marx, founder of communism, did you know he was not an atheist? He hated God. That's what it, you see, he knew, he knew very well that God exists. He was born in a Christian home, raised in a Christian home. He knew very well that about God, but he hated God. See? So it wasn't that he just denied that God existed. It wasn't that he didn't believe in God. He hated God. Okay? So, but anyway, when Adam fell, then he changed. And so we're born with a fallen nature. It's a nature that is naturally, how can I say this? Naturally, we naturally shy away from the truth. Because the truth would bring what? It would bring shame if we were to realize the truth about our fallen humanity. See, we're not risen apes, we're fallen. We're fallen. And so that's how we have a kind of a natural embarrassment about ourselves and our physical functions and the ignominy of eating and, you know, a little bit embarrassed about the way we come into the world and procreation and all those things. See, we've become animal. We become animalistic in our fall. And so, but that's how we're born. We're born with a very low and fallen nature of a heritage of failure. See? Now, all women know about failing men. See, there's kind of a racial memory. One time I saw how birds, if you make a cardboard a shadow that looks like it has the shape of a hawk and circle it around overhead, the bird will be afraid because hide because they think it's a hawk. See, they have a memory. They have a memory going back thousands of years, maybe millions, tens of thousands, millions of years. Well, women have a memory of failing men all the way back to Adam. And ever since then, every man has failed his wife and his children. Some more and some less, but they've all failed. Because we're all of that lineage of failing. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's story. My name is Roland. I'm talking about how to get closer to God, and I'm laying some groundwork. I want you to see that we're born far away from Him. We're born far away from God, very, very fallen, and quite a bit embarrassed about our lowly nature. And we have a prideful nature. Even as Adam became prideful, we too are prideful, and everyone around us and the powers that be, the kingdom of hell upon earth. See, they know how to stoke pride, how to tease pride. See, through cruelty and through seduction and through tease and through challenges, they know how to tease you and challenge you to become prideful, to strive, to attain, to become great and glorious. And they know how to tease you to make you want something and lust after something and crave something and be greedy for something. See, they know very well. See, they know how to dangle the carrot and show you just enough to get you interested and excited, to hold something out for you that you'll strive after. See, and the whole system of education. Not that I'm opposed to education. I love learning and love discovering. But learning is supposed to be a discovery process. Einstein knew that. He didn't do well in school. He succeeded in spite of school, despite school. And America, see, was a very nice place. We had founding fathers that began this shining light, see, which is now going out to the world. It was a bright spot. In the whole dark history of the world, America was a wonderful, bright spot. And we had a tradition here of Tom Sawyers and Huckleberry Finns and Alfred E. Newmans, see, Mark Twain and the inventors, see, Edison and Westinghouse and all these wonderful people, Alexander Graham Bell, all the wonderful inventions and discoveries and the explorers and space exploration and all the wonderful things America was as a Judeo-Christian nation. See, it was wonderful. But there's always the pedants, there's always the authoritarians, there's always the bullies, there's always the tyrants, see, that will ruin it, forcing you to study and teaching you all the wrong things and making it all boring and giving you too much too soon or too little too late, so it's boring. And then now you have kids that get out of the horrible school system, they can't even read their diploma. See? Ruined. Ruined by a peer group to which they've been abandoned by unwise and unaware parents. And then teased and challenged at school. Teased and challenged, see, to the point that they rebelled and developed learning blocks, or to the point that they became eager beaver, ambitious, characterless people studying for teacher's approval. See? And then those types end up in corporations. See? And then they sell the drugs and the chemicals that damage the people, and then they cleverly cover it up so you can't see. See? That it's hidden until so many people die from the damage that eventually it becomes obvious, and then there's no accountability. And see, then they go on to the next thing. See, they keep moving on to the next thing and the next thing, selling all the wrong things and all the wrong food and selling weapons to around the world, and you know the whole thing. Well, so there you have all of that. So you see, we have this fallen nature that is easily teased, and it's a gullible nature. See, we shy away from truth because, like I said, the truth would make us ashamed, embarrassed about what we are, about our fallen selves. And until you're willing to face the truth, see, until you're willing to see that you're naturally wrong, that your pride, see, your sensuality, your resentments of other people, your judgments, until you see something wrong with that pride and repent of it, see, then you're stuck with this fallen, prideful nature. See, and you won't want to admit the truth because the truth is too painful. It's too painful to see your own wrong. But see, like I was going to say earlier, there is an advantage. We're talking about how to get closer to God. I'm getting there. I'm laying some groundwork. How to get closer to God. I'm laying some groundwork. But there's a big advantage. Remember I said that's the way we're born? We're born with a fallen nature, a prideful nature, a sensuous nature, a concupiscent nature. That's called being born in sin. See? Natural, what do they call that? Being born in sin. Okay? But there's a good advantage to that. And then what's good about that is that it's not your fault. You didn't choose to be born the way you are. You didn't choose the nature that you have. See, although some crazy people will try to lay that trip on you. See, decision-making is the other thing. See, decision-making is what Adam chose to do. He decided to, instead of being happy, to just go and do as God, obey God and live intuitively and spontaneously, he wanted to make decisions. And to make decisions, you need knowledge. Then you make decisions and you can take pride in your decision. But the only problem is the decisions cause anxiety too, don't they? To this very day, we feel anxiety. When we make decisions, we rush around to get other people's approval and have their support, see, for what we have decided, see, and then we feel worried, anxious over. But the nice thing is that you didn't decide to have this nature that you have. So you haven't made a decision yet, see? You can't help it. You can't help your childhood. You can't help anything, see? So now, all you have to do is see the truth and admit it and accept it, and then you can make the change and change over to God's kingdom. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, doesn't have relationship issues. That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland, and I'm getting to how to get closer to God, because I said that things are not so good. The storm clouds are gathering. See, the storm clouds are gathering. Things are going to be very difficult upon this planet. So you need to get ready. You need to get closer to God. See? You need to get closer to God so that you can feel His presence, His mighty hand, His comfort. Paul called him the God of all comfort. There was a nice lady, I can't think of her name. Elizabeth White was her name. I can't think of her name. She wrote a beautiful book called The God of All Comfort. But you need to draw in into the bosom of God. See? And how do you do that? Well, you need to get closer to God. And so I already gave you a very important hint, and that is to acknowledge truth. And if you see that you're wrong and see that you're fallen and see that you can't make yourself right, see, you can see that there's something wrong about the way you exist. See? But you're powerless to change yourself. Well, just see that and admit it. And when you see yourself doing something that's not right, whether it's resenting someone or judging them or hating somebody or, being selfish, being impatient with your children, whatever you see yourself doing that's not right, see it. Don't deny it. Don't make an excuse over it. Just see it and bear the little bit of pain for seeing it. See? If you can bear that little bit of pain, then eventually it builds to become repentance, where your soul is repented in God's light. And see, that's the other thing. You cannot repent yourself. Well, see, one of the problems with the Christian church is that this decisionism has become involved. I think that's a term that was coined by Ian Murray. A-I-A-N. A-N or Ian Murray. M-U-R-R-A-Y. Wrote some beautiful books. He wrote a book called The Puritan's Hope. Beautiful, beautiful book. He's so So good. Such a good writer. So thoughtful. But decisionism, you know, making a decision, you know, stepping forward and saying, I choose, you know, to choose God and so on. So, well, you can't just, you're not free to choose anything. The choice was already made by Adam. Now you're born with it. You're born fallen, and there's nothing you can do about it except yearn for the Father you've never known. See? But when he begins to draw you close to him, when he begins to repent you, then he will change you. It's very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. I have some meditations that will even help you how to stand back from your worldliness. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Well, you're just going to have to go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org. I've got some great resources there. A lot of books, a lot of lectures. They're excellent, excellent. You must get ready. The storm clouds are gathering and difficult times are at hand. You must get ready so you'll be able to cope with them without becoming all upset and nervous and fall apart at the seams. You're going to need composure, dignity, faith, courage, all these beautiful virtues. You're going to need them. So now time to start getting ready. Visit my website. And until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.